Marathon talks on Iran's nuclear energy program are underway in the Swiss city of Lausanne, with delegations from Iran and the P5 plus one holding bilateral meetings. On Friday, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Ali Akbar Salehi, and the U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz also attended the meeting. According to Iran's atomic chief, the two sides still have differences on a number of issues regarding nuclear research and development. The Iranian top diplomat also said that current negotiations are tough and complicated, with outstanding difficulties. Zarif added that any deal depends on the political will of the other side. The senior Iranian negotiator Abbas Araghchi said the two sides are trying to agree on a solution to all issues by the end of March and will then try to put the agreement on paper in the coming months.
Are the disagreements serious?
Well, everything is serious. Yes. There are many disagreements. We are trying to bridge the gaps. We are not hopeless. We are still hopeful and optimistic, but it's still too soon to say that whether we cannot come to solutions for all and every issue or not. But we are hopeful.
Meanwhile, delegates from Iran and China have held a bilateral meeting at the deputy level. The French and British foreign ministers are scheduled to arrive in Lausanne at the weekend. Parties are trying to reach a comprehensive agreement on Iran's nuclear energy program that will also remove anti-Iran sanctions. To get the latest about those talks, we're now joined by Homa Lezgi, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Lausanne itself. Now, Homa, tell us about the latest in these talks with the British and foreign ministers set to arrive, as well as the Chinese delegation. How is that going to change things?
Well, to give you the latest updates first, right now we are seeing the second round of the ministers' meeting taking place 10 o'clock this morning here in the Bourivage Palace Hotel here in Lausanne. The ministers, meaning the foreign minister of Iran, his U.S. counterpart, Mr. Salehi of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, the U.S. Energy Secretary, as well as the deputies and experts of both sides, and representing the EU, Helga Schmidt, held a meeting. That meeting has resumed now, and we are hearing that the deputies are holding talks separately, Mr. Kerry and Mr. Zarif holding separate simultaneous consultations as well. Now, this is the latest concerning the talks, and at the same time, as I said, bilateral talks between the Iranian and Chinese group also taking place. It seems that for now, at least as far as the Iranian side is concerned, the end of March deadline should not be seen as a deadline for any kind of agreement. It should only be seen as an opportunity for the sides to find common solutions to all of the issues that are on the table, and make what some have called a public announcement, basically to say, okay, we're now ready to start drafting, as you said there. But there are still disagreements. You know, this morning one of the reporters was asking the Iranian foreign minister, it seems that a lot of Western media sounding optimistic about a possible deal. Would you share that opinion? Would you also say that the Iranian team is optimistic, or is it more cautious? And Mr. Zarif was saying, you know, things are just now depending on, in his words, the political will of the other side. And he was mentioning differences of opinion or contradictory opinions being voiced by the P5 plus one side. And this, I think, specifically refers to differences of opinion that have emerged between the United States and the Europeans. And now, as you say, the foreign ministers of France and Britain coming to Lausanne is being seen as a good sign that there were, you know, after last week's talks between Iran and the United States, it became obvious that the US needs time to have more coordination and consultations with the European foreign ministers. It may be that that coordination has been reached. However, there's still a lot being said about the stances, particularly of the French side, that demands are being made and expectations do exist, coming particularly from the French side, from Iran. And we know that the issue of sanctions is still one of the major issues that is causing disagreement, as well as the issue of research and development. Now, when it comes to research and development, just to clarify this issue, this could involve, for instance, the amount of centrifuges, for instance, at the Fordow enrichment plant. This could involve what's happening at the Arak heavy water reactor. But what I'm hearing from sources close to the talks who preferred not to be named, they were telling me the technical aspects are nearly over. I mean, that it's not going to be hard because the solutions are there and have been found. It's just now up to the political directors and the political leaders to make those important decisions. And he was telling me that now is the time, is the moment for a political decision. It just needs, he says, a single moment. If in that single moment they decide and come to that political understanding, then actually a deal is absolutely possible.
Okay, Homa, as always, thanks very much for keeping us up to date. That was Homa Lezghi, who is speaking to us live from Lausanne.